With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Biden administration says it's dealing with the Israeli-Hamas conflict. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
After canceling a day trip to Colorado to promote his economic message, the president met with his national security team here at the White House. He also spoke by phone with his counterparts in Egypt and Germany. Mr. Biden continues to offer Israel his full support following the Hamas attack. But he and administration officials are working to protect civilians in Gaza from ongoing Israeli airstrikes and an expected ground invasion. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Volunteers are putting up 10,000 flyers in San Diego in an effort to call attention to people still missing in Israel. Local Islamic groups reported them to police as possible hate incidents. Also at SRNnews.com, as we approach an election year, the FBI is claiming that violent crime across the country is down.
Data in the FBI's annual crime report shows violent crime dropped 1.7% overall. That included a 6.1% decrease in murder and non-negligent manslaughter last year and an almost 5.5% drop in rape. But property crimes jumped just over 7%. The biggest increase, motor vehicle thefts at almost 11%. Carjackings increased just over 8%. Some law enforcement agencies failed to provide data. Still, the FBI says the analysis represents a little over 83% of all agencies, covering 93.5% of the population. I'm Julie Walker.
NBC News will host the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami, November 8th, and selected Salem Radio Network, as well as the Republican Jewish Coalition as debate partners. Salem Radio will stream the debate on November 8th from 8 to 10. This is SRN News. President Biden continues to promote the queer trans agenda at every opportunity. Speaking to a gathering of the Human Rights Campaign over the weekend, he condemned the brutal Islamic terrorist attack on Israel, but then tried to tie it to homosexuality.
We have to reject hate in every form, because history has taught us again and again, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected.
Human Rights Campaign is a major donor to Democratic candidates and causes. Pennsylvania counties told lawmakers it's too late to move up the state's 2024 presidential primary date to accommodate Jewish holidays. The County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania says there's not enough time to successfully administer the election if they also must handle the task associated with moving next year's primary from April 23rd. This is SRN News. With its entire state legislature hanging in the balance, Virginia is one of only a few states with a crucial election in November.
Virginians can vote absentee by mail or vote at their local registrar's office. Chesterfield resident Barbara Buchanan says voting in person was easy.
It gets you in and gets your vote counted. It's just like voting on voting day. And the more opportunities you have, the less excuses you have. You have more than just the one voting day. So get up and get out and vote.
To learn which candidates are on their ballots, voters should check online at vpap.org. That's vpap.org. I'm Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signs 890 bills into law, 83% authored by Democrats. Some make college cheaper for non-American Mexican students. More details at srnnews.com.